Despite the pandemic, there were dozens of major commercial real estate deals over the past year in Greater Victoria, worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Langford, Colwood and View Royal continue to be hotbeds for development, while the provincial government was a major buyer in its efforts to house the homeless and provide affordable housing, according to commercial realtor Dustin Miller, who compiled a list of the year's top 10 transactions. Miller, managing broker for 8X Real Estate, said he compiled the list based on the value of transactions and used data from builders, BC land titles, BC assessment, mortgage and tax documents and other sources. 1945 Reunion Avenue, Langford. Price, $60 million. Site area, airspace. Title improvements, 156-unit multi-family apartment building. Vendor, Ledcore Property Investments, Vancouver. Purchaser, Killam Apartment Right. Halifax. The Crossing at Belmont is the rental component of Belmont Market, a 160,000-square-foot outdoor shopping center with anchor Thrifty Foods. The rental units have condo-like amenities and there is a rent-to-own program for tenants to save down payments to purchase across the street at the Belmont Residences Strata Building. 2861 Craigowan Road, View Royal. Price, $54 million. Site area, 15.8 acres of peninsula, waterfront on all sides. Improvements, 161 units. Vendor, Realstar Group, Toronto. Purchaser, Killam Wright. Halifax. The Christie Point Apartments is a unique property on its own peninsula in Portage Inlet. The waterfront property has a variety of low-density buildings originally constructed in the 1960s. Improvements call for 5 two-story apartment buildings and 4 two-story townhouse buildings. 1085 Goldstream Avenue, Langford. Price, $52.050 million. Site area, 2.157 acres. Improvements, 166 units. Vendor, Molnar Group, Vancouver. Purchaser, Skyline Wealth, Guelph, Ont. The Star on Goldstream is a luxury rental building at Goldstream Avenue and Lee Road, completed in 2019. The West Shore region has been a major growth driver in the investment marketplace. 4. The Capital Ironlands, Victoria. Price, $46.25 million. Site area, 6.7 acres. Improvements, 7 parcels composed of parking, retail and office. Vendor, The Green Family, Capital Iron Founders. Purchaser, Reliance Properties, Vancouver. The sales included 6 properties in Victoria's Old Town District, the Capital Iron Building that runs from the foreshore, the 2 adjacent brick buildings, the Capital Iron parking lot at 1907 Store Street, and the retail strip mall at 530 Chatham Street. The property only contains 93,000 square feet of built leasable space, with the remainder being paved parking lots. Reliance CEO John Stovall has said he will work with the city in its goals for this north downtown area and plan for an innovation district. Any project proposal will have a lengthy public consultation and municipal permitting approval process. 5. 1910 West Park Lane, View Royal. Price, $39.635 million. Site area, 2.3 acres. Improvements, 152 units. Vendor, 1,138,049 BC Limited. Lamona Properties, John Sercombe. Purchaser, Capital Regional Housing Corporation. Thetis Lake Apartments is a purpose-built rental development on the former Thetis Lake Campground and Trailer Park with 2 six-story buildings. The Capital Regional District is offering 118 of the 152 suites as affordable units, 34 units as provincial assistance units and 20 barrier-free accessible units. 6. 2251 Cadborough Bay Road, Saanich. Price, $30.736 million. Site area, 3.9 acres. Improvements, 15,000-square-foot institutional health facility slated for demolition. Vendor, Island Health. Purchaser, Capital Regional Hospital District Corporation. The Oak Bay Lodge is a 5-story building constructed in 1972 and initially operated as a retirement community. In the early 1980s, it was converted to long-term care with 235 beds. The lodge closed in July when residents moved into a new 320-bed facility on Hillside Avenue. The property has been slated for demolition and a development proposal is expected in the new year for a public use project. 7. 2850 Bryn Mawr Road, Langford. Price, $30.525 million. Site area, 0.541 acres. Improvements, 93 rental apartment units. Vendor, Bill Beadle constructed by DB Building Services, Victoria Purchaser, Centurion Apartments Right. Toronto The Arc is a new construction rental apartment building at Bryn Mawr Road and Hockley Avenue. The six-story building uses cross-laminated timber. 8,320 Blanchard Street, Victoria. Price, $18.50 million. Site area, 120,721 square feet. Improvements, 151-room hotel. Vendor, Cornell Developments Limited, Victoria. Purchaser, BC. Housing. The Comfort Inn and Suites was acquired in May by the province for use as shelter for 90 homeless campers. BC Housing partnered with Our Place to run the building. 9,21 Gorge Road, East, Victoria. Price, $15.77 million. Site area, 30,247. Improvements, 52 rental units. Vendor, Greater Victoria Rental Development Society. Purchaser, Real Homes Management Corporation. The Lorraine is a 2011-built affordable rental building along Gorge Road. The property is site of the former Capri Motel, which was demolished in 2009. It was originally co-owned by private developer Alana Holroyd, Kay Mellishop, and the Greater Victoria Housing Society. They have sold to another like-minded company, Real Homes Development, Real Homes Management Corp. 10,1900 Douglas Street, Victoria. Price, $14 million. Site area, 60,005 square feet or 1.3 acres. Improvements, 75-room motel. Vendor, Paul's Restaurants Limited, Victoria. Purchaser, BC Housing. Paul's Motor Inn was the second hotel acquisition in Victoria made by the province in response to the pandemic. It purchased the property in June for use as a homeless shelter. The long-term plan is to use the site for affordable housing.